from David in Seattle. Hello, David.
Hello. Good afternoon, Dr. Sherman. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for waiting.
Not a problem. My question is about my wife. She started menopause recently, and about 10 years ago, she felt the need to go on some sort of antidepressant. So the doctor prescribed her Cymbalta. So lately, I've noticed she's erratic, and her weight goes up and down, and she can't control her emotions in certain instances. So I'm wondering if there's something I can do about getting her off Cymbalta, or heck, get her some lithium. It sounds like.
Yeah, our time is done here.
I don't know if there's some sort of system in place, because I heard Cymbalta is impossible to get off of when you're on it.
Yeah, now oftentimes they reach for Cymbalta for more than just garden variety depression. So could she have been having some other anxiety perhaps, or chronic muscle or nerve pain?
I think at that time, mental issues kind of run in her family. She has a very large family, and I can't say everybody, but, out of 11 kids, I'd say four of them have some issues. And she did have a bout of her equilibrium was off, where she was dizzy all the time and stuff like that, and I think it made her very anxious. So I wish I knew at the time that they were prescribing her, but it looks like she's had Cymbalta. I think the Cymbalta was actually it was a drug originally prescribed, and then somewhere along the line they switched her over to Cymbalta. But I'm just noticing that it she's too erratic, and I don't know what I can do about this. I want to catch it off, get on it before something bad happens.
Yeah, and she wasn't diagnosed with neuropathy or fibromyalgia or anything like that?
No, nothing like that as of yet. I mean, nobody's ever said anything. I don't know if they went that in-depth with it, to tell you the truth. It was just a family doctor that prescribed the drugs.
Okay. Well, a couple things I'll mention. One would be the lithium. I think that might be one of the best nutrients to give her. I would probably start her out at 5 milligrams twice a day and eventually go up to 10 twice a day. Now, if she was not on medication, sometimes we can actually measure some of the neurotransmitters that she is making. And, when you're depressed, oftentimes the serotonin levels are quite low. And it's important, sleep is definitely an issue. Melatonin and serotonin are, they go back and forth between the two in a body's production of those. Uh-huh. So that sleep is very, very important. And I've also used niacinamide. I know we talk a lot about niacinamide here on the show. But niacinamide seems to be a very grounding B vitamin. B3, of course, has been used for all kinds of mental, emotional imbalance. But oftentimes niacinamide can act as something to help her, wean off the Cymbalta. So normally with that, I will give 500 milligrams three times a day.
I would need somebody to really watch her if I was going to do that, right? Because I hear that's something I'd want to do by myself, that's for sure.
That's something that you would definitely want to work with someone on. And you want to gradually wean over many months, even 4 to 6 months would be, depending on how long she's been on that.
About 10 years, it sounds like. So
10 years.
Well, maybe even five. I mean, like I said, she started taking something 10 years ago, and somewhere along the line, we got some bulk in there. So I know she might have got her prescription changed about 5 years ago. So is this something your clinic can take care of?
Yes, I would say so.
Okay.
Yeah, I would call with any of the docs there. They would be glad to work with her. Typically we try to figure out where the biochemical imbalance is. Sometimes it's food sensitivities or low adrenal function. or even low thyroid, like we talked about. But oftentimes I start with the neurotransmitters to, you know, just try and support her as much as possible in her own biochemistry. And I often go for the 5-HTP, which helps to raise that serotonin.
All right.
So, but again, yeah, you want to work with someone. So you want to make sure of all the medications and what is the underlying problem, basically. So,
yeah, you got to find out what's broke first, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, sometimes when I talk to people, they're saying, no, you can never go off Cymbalta and you're just stuck and that's all you got to do. And it's kind of got me scared because that's not working right now. And I'd love to get her in somewhere and get some help, somebody seriously,
yeah,
better, rather than just keep throwing pills at the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for your call, David. Good luck with
that.
Okay.
Take care.